Live Saturday edition of the program. You, as always, may bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have on the site for you. They are free. And it's Ian with you, by the way.
And Mark.
So we'll take your calls about anything. 855-453. I said we have the latest on the war on tobacco. And they apparently are increasing that war. Mark, you've got a story about a crackdown on candy cigarettes. But first, I don't know if you remember this, but if you've been paying attention to the news over the last two decades, you might have recalled this story about the 1999 court decision against the tobacco companies.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? It was a huge decision involving a multi-hundred-of-million-dollar settlement, if I recall correctly. Well, that's still working. That decision is still rolling on through with all the things that the tobacco companies were told that they had to do. And now a decision needs to be made, and a federal judge is soon going to decide whether, according to the AP, your next tank of gas or bottle of soda will come with an apology from the Marlboro Man and Joe Camel. A recent ruling ordering a multimedia blitz stating that the nation's largest tobacco companies lied about the dangers of smoking left open the possibility that retailers could be required to post large displays with the mea culpas. Retail trade groups are upset about the possibilities that the displays would commandeer their most valuable selling space and imply their own guilt by association. As part of a case the government brought in 1999, U.S. District Judge Gladys Kessler last month ordered the tobacco companies to pay for corrective statements on cigarette packs in print and on TV, radio, and the Internet. Hey, that'll be a first. First time tobacco companies have been allowed to show themselves on television.
Since 1971.
The statements must also disclose smoking's health effects, including the death on average of 1,200 people per day. While the cigarette makers and Justice Department this month began discussing how to carry out the corrective statements, a footnote in the ruling said the issue of whether retailers that have agreements with tobacco companies to sell their products, which most sellers do, will have to place the placards front and center in their stores, will be resolved in the near future. So you may start seeing advertising, billboards, TV, radio, that sort of thing, where the companies admit to supposedly lying to their customers. And now the question is, should your local convenience store also be forced to put up some sort of signage? It is yet to be determined what size those signs must be, but some sort of, obvious signage in their stores with basically an apology.
Now, I don't know what lie they're talking about here, but it seems to me the lies they're talking about are like 1960s lies.
Mm.
Not, like modern day lies.
You might be right.
And
I mean, it's taken them almost a decade and a half to come to this decision.
I'm kind of ambivalent. I certainly believe that smoking is bad for your health, number one killer in the world, and actually the number one killer in the world is the state. But it's right up there as far as killers go, and it's difficult for me to be upset about people being informed about that, and I tend to think that most people are, but at the same time, it's kind of like blaming a company for something that happened. I mean, who's still working there that was working there in 1962? And I tend to think very few people are, and certainly not anybody who is in senior management making any of those decisions. Mm-hmm. Those people are all dead from lung disease. And so they got whatever punishment they had coming. I one time saw a video by Sarah Silverman, who I think is a fantastic comedian and really clever, but it was a
New Hampshire native too, right?
That's right. And it was a song saying that Jews driving Mercedes are bad or something like that. And I just think that's dumb. It just doesn't make any sense. Really, what do you think that the people working at Mercedes right now, making their money at Mercedes, that are building cars or managing the people that build cars or marketing the cars that are built, what do you think they've got to do with gassing Jews? Because I just don't, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And in this
Isn't
case.
Isn't she Jewish?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So am I.
Right.
I don't care. I mean, I don't claim any particular ethnicity, but I happen to know that little, there's a drop of Jewish blood in me someplace.
You did the DNA check thing.
That's right. Yeah. And so it just doesn't make any difference. And I just don't think that this makes any... I think people should be educated, and I don't think there necessarily needs to be a pillory out there. If you know that if you're smoking today in America and you speak English... and you've got an IQ above that of a light bulb,
yeah.
You probably know that smoking is bad for your health, and that if you live long enough, it will kill you.
I think that's generally true. But how do you feel about the issue of these companies, you know, gas stations, for instance, convenience stores, being forced to put up public apologies from these tobacco companies?
I just don't
to use their shelf space.
I don't see any point as specifically for convenience stores. I mean, what if I open my convenience store after one of these tobacco
Good
companies?
I don't think that matters. I think that they're saying that anyone with a agreement with the tobacco company today... Let me go on with the story here. Retail trade groups argue that the move would infringe on their First Amendment and property rights, but public health organizations say that tobacco companies have long used retail displays for deceptive marketing, and that retailers, the typical meeting place between the cigarettes and their makers, are an important place to communicate the public confession. So the suggestion here is that even though the lawsuit was against the tobacco companies, that because they have an agreement with sellers means that the courts may be able to go and force the sellers to post the apologies as well. I think that's disturbing.
I think that's the worst piece of stuff to come out of this whole legislation. It makes more sense to me to have those big graphic pictures of, like, rotted human lungs.
Oh, those are coming, too,
on the back of a pack of cigarettes than... It makes to force then to force some convenience store operator to take up valuable shelf space or floor space or whatever with your, you know, tobacco pillory.
But then again, what's new? I mean, I remember when I went up to Canada, they actually, when we went into the convenience store there, they actually had covers over all of the places where cigarettes were. So normally, you know, you're at the counter at the convenience store, you look behind the person who's there, and there's all kind of cigarettes. If you're in the U.S., usually mm-hmm. that's where the cigarettes are, because you don't want to put them out where people can just swipe them.
Those things are valuable,
yep.
$9 a pack or whatever they are.
But in Canada, you actually have to ask for a book. If you want to know, like, most cigarette smokers know what they want. They just go and they order for it. But if you wanted to actually browse, you have to ask them to give you a book from behind the counter that you can then, you know, three-ring binder that you can then page through and see what their inventory is. At that point, you can then select what you want.
I thought they only sold retrieve. Players and Demonier in Canada.
Is that a joke?
I
don't know. I mean, there were a bunch of brands, I think. There seemed like there were a lot of spaces that have been covered up. But my point is, there's already, you know, regulations that, you know, restrict these companies and how they can advertise in a store. So there's already, you know, in a lot of places, very restrictive regulations over how cigarettes are sold. I can totally see the judge making the decision to force these companies to display this information. But what do you think about that? I mean, do you think that a judge should be able to just make a decision that some company that made, you know, that some dishonest statement in the past, allegedly, then gets to use your shelf space to put its apologies up? 855-450-FREE. Any other thoughts, of course, on the war on smoking or the war on cigarettes are welcome. Plus, a candy cigarette crackdown in moments. Josh is with us, though, in Madison, listening to the Mike 92.1. Hey, Josh.
Hey, I was just listening about the whole cigarette thing, and I agree with you signage that they shouldn't, you know, probably have to take up valuable space. But the main reason why I was calling is, according to some research that has been done, the primary reason that cigarettes are killers in the first place is the minerals or the fertilizers that are used in tobacco farming that contain high levels of polonium-210.
Okay.
So maybe these companies that are... making the fertilizers instead of the organic cigarettes should also be held responsible for some of these deaths that are caused by cigarettes.
Do you think they knew that specifically, that it was the fertilizers? I mean,
that's the first I've heard about that, by the way.
I have heard that actually...
I was going to say the Israeli Prime Minister, Yasser Arafat, I think it was, or not, maybe he's not Israeli, but...
I think that's probably wrong.
They found the high levels of polonium-210 on his body. They think he was poisoned possibly by polonium, but they also know that if he had been in a room with smokers, that the polonium-210 could have gotten on his body from the cigarette smoke.
It's true.
So...
Josh, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
That's good or bad for you, kids.
SACL CAI toll-free line. You call in, share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live's live Saturday show.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. As the year 2012 comes to a close in a matter of days. Free Talk Live will be here with you every single night. New Year's Eve, we're here live, so feel free to tune us in. If you don't get us all 7 nights per week on your local talk radio station, give them a call and ask them nicely to add some Free Talk Live or add some more if they already carry some of the show. So once again, that's freetalklive.com is our site. Our phone number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
If you've been listening to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you've heard about bitcoins. Here on Free Talk Live, we talk about them on a regular basis. They're an online peer-to-peer open source currency for the internet. A number of people have been using them around the world, and you know, the fact is that that number is exploding. If you've got a business and you want to accept bitcoins, but you don't know how, you're in luck. BitPay has made it easy for you. Thanks to BitPay, there's now an easy way for any website, charity, retail store, whatever, to accept bitcoins and have them instantly converted into cash and deposited right into your bank account. The fees are much lower than credit cards, and there's no risk of chargebacks or fraud. Visit BitPay.com to get started. Again, it's BitPay.com.
All right, let's continue here. We're talking about a story from the AP about an old court case, although I guess in the court, you know, the court time structure, this is fresh.
Justice's terrible swift sword, you know.
1999 was this court decision.
What we need is some kind of competition in the area of justice, because things just aren't getting better. They're getting worse. The judicial system, I should call it legal system, because there's nothing about justice involved here. The legal system is incredibly, ponderously slow. And, you know, arbitrators, I mean, invariably offer better solutions more quickly.
They're under contract.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the fact is that they want a good name. They want people to be happy with what they do. And it's just the opposite with the legal system. Somehow or another, we have to extricate ourselves from the legal system.
Boy, how do you do that?
I don't know.
That is a really, like, we talk a lot about changing things from the government monopoly system that we have today, this violent, coercive monopoly that we're forced to endure, to some sort of a market-based system, where, as you suggested, there should be competition in the area of justice. There should be competition in the area of, say, policing as well. These things that historically have been provided on a monopoly basis, open them up to competition and then let the market decide a lot of this. But It's hard to think about how do you get from here to there. I'm not a scholar. I haven't really pondered this for very long.
When we make contracts, we need to stipulate that we're going to have binding arbitration.
There's that. That is in a lot of contracts. I mean, that's worth pointing out. Typically, if you review your cell phone contract or something like that, many of the contracts that you've entered into do have arbitration clauses in them. I'm not going to say for sure your cell phone company does, but this is fairly common in business, because business people know. They know that it's a huge hassle to use the government court system, mm-hmm. and they'd much rather use the American Arbitration system, or association, mm-hmm. rather. So that does happen, Mark, and I guess if more people did that, that would be good. But either way, trying to end the monopoly that the government courts have, say, over criminal cases, that's an incredible, seems like a complex thing.
But yeah, that would seem really complex.
Generally, you know, we generally say, well, let the market decide, let the market figure out how to do this, but transitioning from here we are to where we want to be is the tricky part.
It's incredibly difficult to transition from a monopoly, especially a monopoly you've known all your life, to competition in a particular area. Many people can't even envision this. They imagine utter chaos if you even talk about it. And I think that the first step would probably be civil, because we can see civil's already moving in the direction of mm-hmm. arbitration. When it comes to criminal, I don't see it on the horizon.
You know, there are some interim steps, though, right? That
but
could
this
be
is
taken,
a civil suit against the tobacco companies.
Right. And anyway, there are some interim steps. We can get back to the tobacco thing, but since we went on this tangent, some of the interim steps could be, as you say, transition civil over to, you know, some sort of market-based system that could take a load off. But in addition to that, we can take a huge load off of the criminal system by getting rid of all the stupid crimes out there, the stuff that aren't real crimes because there's no real victim, there's no identifiable complaining party, and there are so many of those. You can just sit in on any arraignment you want to, any town USA, and you'll see person after person coming in there for possession of marijuana, possession of alcohol, well, open container, driving while suspended.
I'm not sure that that's a transition, but it would be a huge savings.
Well, no, I'm not saying it's a transition. I just said it's an interim step, right? Like, until we can figure out how to get out of this coercive monopoly on crime, we could at the very least get rid of half of the crimes that they're charging people with. And
more than that.
And, you know, if all they were doing was going after rapists, murderers, domestic abusers, and people like that, I don't know if many people would be that concerned with them taking too much time or being a little bit slow with those cases. That's not the end of the world if somebody... I guess people still deserve speedy trials because they could be wrongfully accused. But they would get faster trials if the system wasn't clogged up with a bunch of drug cases, for instance.
Yeah, it's incredibly slow. You know, I mean, there's no one... I mean, speedy trials in this country are something under 3 years.
Pretty much. Let's go to Tim. He's listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Tim, you're in Minnesota. Hey there.
Yeah, I want to comment on, you know, the, like you guys were saying, the judicial system. It's not a judicial, it's a legal system.
Mm-hmm.
And how it's getting pretty corrupt, and it seems to be going hand in hand with the whole system, the whole government matrix. And there is a way we can work towards changing that.
How's that?
You know, everybody says we live in an information-based economy now, and I think we need to get some truth and more information out there to the populace. And one way we could do that is through a free and accountable media. And the way we can get towards that is we should deregulate the media. We should change how we have the FCC, you know, regulate all these big multinational media companies. What we should do is we should lower them to the same level as a CB radio. What do you think of that?
I agree completely. In fact, I would go a little further and say get rid of the FCC entirely, which is essentially what happened with CB radio.
We're there to set up the guidelines, but I think for like $29.95, you should be able to go out and get your own license and set up a transmitter and transmit and all that. There's so many stations that are open that aren't being used. Nobody can afford to set up shop because they've got everything, you know, so controlled. And
right.
If you're listening
to this in some kind of major metro, you don't really understand what's being said here, because the fact is that every dial position where you are, first adjacent and second adjacent dial positions, they're full. But in the vast majority of America, you drive around and there's the dial positions open all over the place. There's places out west where I've hit the seek button and it just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, but here in the big cities, you know, like I live up here in Minneapolis, if you turn on your AM station, which stands for, you know, amplitude modulation, there are a lot of channels that are open that aren't doing anything.
It's true.
And like, for one thing, we have one very liberal radio station up here. I'm not going to give you the name, but they got a 50,000-watt transmitter, and I think they need competition.
I totally agree with you, Tim, and unfortunately the FCC isn't going to go away anytime soon, so I would suggest in the meantime you do it anyway. Get your own radio station on the air without asking anyone's permission, Tim, and I can give you some suggestions on how to do that. Coming up, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
land in Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes. All food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. This is the live Saturday edition of the program, 855-450-FREE. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the site. The bulletin board system is one of those. bbs.freetalklive.com will get you there, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And one of the forums, the sub-forums of the BBS, is the Free Radio Forum. You can go there and interact with other people who, like our last caller, are also interested in running their own radio station. And maybe some of them have had some experience in running their own radio station. And I don't mean legally, because it's next to impossible to get your own legal radio station. The FCC rules are set up in a way, and their system is set up in a way that basically cuts you out of the picture. I mean, unless you've got a bunch of money and attorneys and engineering firms and things like that, and even if you have all that, sometimes they're not even accepting applications. So you can have all the money in the world sometimes, and it won't make a difference in starting a new radio station because the FCC just doesn't care. They're just not accepting applications most of the time. So it can be very difficult to start your own radio station. But our forum has some information there. But even better than that, you can go to broadcast.lrn.fm, and there's a lot of really good information there. You can click the button that says I want to have my own LRN-FM radio station, and then I've written up a long piece there that has all kinds of information about equipment that you might want to consider purchasing, the stuff that you'll need, how to get programming for the station. So if you're really serious about offering alternative views on the airwaves in your local area, then this is a way for you to do it. It's basically a plug-and-play situation. If you've got the know-how to be able to put some equipment together and get a station on the air, we can provide the programming for you. It's all there. Go to broadcast.lrn.fm to learn more about that.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. BitInstant.com makes it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations around the world, including your computer at home, in more than 30 countries. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com and select how you want to fund your account and where your account is. Then make the deposit. It's that easy. If you don't know what Bitcoins are, you can go to Bitcoin.FreeTalkLive.com. We explain it there. Make it a lot easier for you. It's an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency for the Internet. It is probably, the way I see it, the most important invention of the decade. BitInstant.com to get some. That's Bitcoins.
We can talk more about the cigarette crackdown here in a moment. We're going to continue with your calls at this time. Let's go to Aaron, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, guys, I'm on the night.
Great. What's on your mind?
First of all, I wanted to talk about one thing, but I just heard you talking about how the SEC has been smothering you, trying to put roadblocks in your way, open up a radio station. It's called the American Way for Three Prong.
It's called the American Way for what? You're a little muffled. I'm sorry.
No, I was just thinking about what you were saying about getting
much better
radio station. It seems like there's a three-prong way of getting to where you want to go in this here country. About not only what you know, and who you blow. That's the way it goes in this country. But I was just thinking about, it was just a big old article on Chicago, how you got to pay $6 for a parking meter downtown in Chicago.
Wow.
It's one of the biggest rip-offs in this here country. And we just, I say if you see a fool, you use a fool. I think the American people, it's our fault for falling for this mess. Because locally here, our mayor, he had leased out the parking meters downtown here in Indianapolis to a company out of Atlanta, Georgia. Now, what the hell do they know about here?
I mean, are they doing the, when you say he leased them out, Aaron, does that mean that the enforcers are private enforcers?
Yes.
Interesting.
And then the thing is that they make a deal. They give the money up front to the city of Indianapolis. No one goes into business without thinking about making money.
Sure.
So I'm pretty sure, but they write these here contracts up to where they give them so much money at the beginning, but in the fine print, something always comes up about 4 or 5 years later, just like what's happening in Chicago. What's kicking in now in Chicago was written up under Mayor Richard Daley about 8 years ago. And it seemed like they ease it to you really slow while you're not paying attention. Then, bam, there you go.
Yeah, well, how can anyone pay attention? I mean, there's so much government out there, and they're doing so many different things to you. It's impossible to know all of their changes and rules and things they're adding.
That's why I laugh at people that say some people say they're about small government. But those very ones, they're the ones ripping you off, like the basketball arena here in town. Oh, it's going to bring so many jobs to downtown Indianapolis. And now the city's got to pay the Indiana Pacers, the owners, at least $12 million a month.
Sure, it's very common for a lot of people. You know, the people that call themselves small government, if they say they're conservatives, that usually doesn't mean they really are for small government. That usually means they're for big warmongering, military spending and police spending and more militarization of the police and things like that. So
they lie better than a throw rug. Matter of fact, on their tombstone, it's going to say, here lies such and such.
Thanks for the call tonight, Aaron. I always appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for making that 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, corporate welfare? Seems like a lot of the small government conservative types look the other way when it comes to corporate welfare. They're concerned about individual welfare, and rightfully so, but for whatever reason, when it comes to a stadium being built, it's usually rah-rah, go team.
I don't know whether it seems to me sports stadiums would be an anti-conservative opinion, but I think that people can be blinded by what
football marks a national pastime.
What they think is a good idea, and if it's a good idea, then it should grow up organically.
On its
own. The problem is, though, that you can do it. It's essentially the arms race, because Cleveland is unwilling to pay the 76ers or whatever it was. Doesn't mean that Toledo is not willing to pay them. So then you're basically, you find the municipalities, the large municipalities, fighting over these big-time franchises because they don't want to be left out. They don't want to be that metro that doesn't have something worth speaking of. And, that's how they tend to feel.
You know what I want to know is if you live in Indy and you get a parking ticket, what happens if you challenge it? Because here in Keene, New Hampshire, Mark, you and I have both challenged parking tickets here.
Yeah,
in fact, I've got a challenge in right now on one of them. And a number of activists have done that. And that usually results in the parking meter lady having to come to court and testify and spend some of her time that she could be out ticketing cars trying to win a court case over, here in Keene, it's only $5 if you get the ticket. And it's only, of course, a few pennies or whatever, a few nickels to buy some time on the meter. But I wonder about that. Terry's on the line listening in Indy. If you were to challenge a parking ticket in Indy, would the private company have to send their people in to prosecute? How would that work?
When you go to, I've never really tried to battle a ticket here in Indianapolis, but when they switched over to the newer system, they actually made it very easy so you don't have to worry about getting a ticket. They actually have an app that you can get on and purchase more time.
Hmm. That's convenient.
That is convenient.
Running out and pumping the meter.
Right. That was part of the reason why Mayor Ballard went with that company, because we had the old antiquated systems where you had to put quarters and nickels and dimes in.
Yeah, but I like those systems because I engage in the occasional Robin Hooding, as we call it here in Keene, where people will go and find the parking enforcer, walk in front of that person, and then deposit nickels in every expired meter that as they walk down the street to prevent them from giving anyone a ticket. With these new fancy systems that you're describing, it's impossible to save anyone from a ticket. It's then their responsibility. They're the only ones that know how much time is left on their meter, and it's usually you can't ascertain that.
That's about the only advantage of those old things, though.
Yeah, sure. But I don't want people to be obedient. I don't want people to pay them, to obediently pay the state. I want to put a stop to parking meter enforcement. I don't know if you had more, Terry. You're welcome to hang on. We can bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, because it really upsets them sometimes when you walk in front of those enforcers. They're tracked. They actually have a device that tracks how often they give out tickets. And if they don't give out tickets in a 15-minute time frame, they get a reaming. It's Free Talk Live.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing. Plus, big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool?
No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you there. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their sites. Now, of course, it's not free for us to run the website. Server time costs money. Costs us hundreds of dollars per month.
Sure it does.
To run our website. But we
it costs everybody else that, too.
Yeah, it does. But we want to be able to provide the site to you for free and all of the features there for free because, well, that's the way it's always been, and doggone it, I think that's the way it should be. But that means we've got to make up the money somehow. And one of the ways we can do that is by offering you the ability to shop with us, get your normal shopping done, the stuff you're going to buy anyway online. You can do it through shop.freetalklive.com. And when you do that, there's Amazon links there, there's Newegg, there's some other stores. But when you click in, for instance, to Amazon, there's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. Click into the right Amazon for you. And then you just do your normal Amazon shopping in whatever the categories you want. Get the great free Super Saver shipping deals and the regular Amazon prices. It's the same experience you're used to. You're just starting through our affiliate link at shop.freetalklive.com, which means that Amazon will cut us a portion of their profits. So that's a great way for you to help Free Talk Live and really do nothing differently except start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. All right, so we'll continue here. The gentleman that was on the line from Indianapolis dropped off, but he had pointed out something interesting, and that is that they've got a private company who's doing enforcement of the parking meters there mm-hmm. in Indy, and that means that there's a little bit more innovation, right?
Because right, innovation this is something the government is terrible at,
sure.
Really, really bad at. We read a story a few years ago, and I think that this just sums it all up, is the Federal Bureau of Investigations, the FBI, the top cops in America. These are the police officers. The police officers aspire to be the best and brightest. And they couldn't put together an email system.
Yeah, they hired IT guy after IT guy and spent something like $170 million.
And they just would throw their hands up, just, it can't be done. And somehow or another, I mean, this is the kind of accountability and efficiency that you tend to see with government agencies.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, at this point, this was in the early 2000s. I mean, every major company had an email. I mean, that was easy. We worked at Clear Channel. We had email.
Right. So I get it that it's cool. It seems cool that, oh, well, this, you know, now that we've got this private company in town doing the parking meters, that means that there's some innovation. So now there's an app for that. So you've got your parking meter app that you can pull up and add money, you know, presumably through your credit card, to the parking meter. And of course, there's also the newer meters with the where they'll accept credit cards as well, and that's usually a result of the city contracting with one of those manufacturers to install those things. So the problem, though, my objection to this is normally I'm in favor of innovation, right? I'm in favor of the marketplace, but this isn't the kind of innovation I want to see. I don't want the government to be more efficient at taking your money. I don't want that to happen. I don't want it to make – I don't want the innovations to make government that much more difficult to resist and refuse and disobey. I don't want that happening. I don't want a private oppressor given the approval of the government to do their oppressing for them. I don't consider any of that an advancement.
The difficulty here is that it's a monopoly privilege, as we talked about. So, you know, roads tended to be things that were not owned or run by any government agency at one point.
Often a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, up until even like 150 years ago, roads would be started by individuals who wanted to get paid. You know, they'd be toll roads or for whatever reason they'd create them.
Communities, maybe, or groups.
I mean, this nation is crisscrossed by railroads, which were put there without the use of eminent domain, which were put there by private companies.
Some of them, yeah.
Wanting to run, most of them, the vast majority of them, and so somehow or another, they managed to put roads down and make them. Yeah, they probably weren't as nice as they are today, but that's not to say that they couldn't be because they didn't have the innovations of today. So the government took them, claimed monopoly privilege over them, and then the best parking spaces sort of downtown they've got. And there's no competition in this area.
Mm-hmm.
The only competition is basically, you know, they set the mark. There's no shopping mall in America that would charge you for parking.
No doubt.
But the government charges you for parking sort of in the downtown area. Why? Because, well, yeah, they can get away with it.
And one of the reasons why they do that is because they don't have the incentive to expand parking correctly. So as business grows in a downtown area, downtown areas by their nature tend to be a little stacked up. You know, businesses, buildings tend to be taller.
Right. And the government gives them the zoning to do that.
Yeah.
If you want to, you know, your shopping mall, you don't necessarily have the zoning to do that.
So as buildings kind of go up, the streets don't get wider necessarily because usually, you know, they don't want to take down existing buildings. And so parking is at a premium at that point. And so you end up having government-run parking spaces. They come up with some sort of a rationing program, which results in having these parking meters that nobody really likes. No one likes to pay a parking meter. And if we actually had the businesses owning their own spaces, then the business owners, the downtown associations, the business associations, would figure out where they could put parking garages that would expand as necessary to handle the amount of business that they're expecting to come downtown. They've got the incentive to, you know, like the mall builds the parking lot much larger than it needs to be, you know, or the size it needs to be to fill the mall or whatever. They can figure these things out.
Also,
the government can't. They don't have the market signals.
And when it comes to government parking, I mean, it's almost worth it to pay for parking because it's just so complicated. I mean, it seems like whenever I go to some town where I don't live and I already know the parking rules, I get a ticket because I just don't get it. Oh, I'm allowed to park on this side of the street on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. But on that side of the street on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you know, whatever it is, and then, you know, not from the period from November 1st through, you know, April 1st or whatever. They've got all kinds of rules. On Sundays, you do have to pay in some towns. You don't have to pay in others. Saturdays, I don't know.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
I always get tickets.
Yep. 855-450-FREE. So, I don't support this private company enforcing the parking tickets. I support abolishing parking meters.
But I like the app that I wouldn't have to,
I don't like that because I know what it means. I like it from the perspective of, oh, that's neat. Like, okay, cool, they developed that, but it just helps them run their tyranny better. It just helps them oppress people and extract more money from people. I don't support that.
Maybe it extracts less, though. I mean, it's hard to say.
You mean if they're paying less into the meter versus getting the ticket?
Right.
Could be.
There's that.
You might have an argument there. Still, though, it seems to make people more more obedient. 855-450-FREE, and I generally am against the principle of privatizing to one company what the government is doing. I don't like that idea. It's marketed to people as though that's, more freedom or more market-based action, and it's not at all. It's just the government buddy system. It's the good old boy network. Some politically connected crony got himself the deal for, the parking enforcement and is probably making bank off of doing it. But let's go to Mike. He's in El Paso. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Ian. Hey, Mark. What happened with that guy you were promoting for sheriff named Brad?
Brad Jardis.
Yeah,
he was supposed to be on Thursday night this week, but he's got to cross the state to come here, and it was kind of snowy out, so I think that's why he
didn't call it a blizzard, but it was getting there.
And anyway, are you asking what happened as him not being on the air, or what happened with his sheriff campaign? Or
what happened with his campaign?
He lost in the primary. Got about one out of every four votes that were cast against the incumbent.
That's really too bad. I was hoping that he would be able to secure that position. But
we were hoping so.
Yeah. Have you guys heard about the medical examiner wanting to examine that alleged killer's DNA to try to see if there's what's called a, quote, evil gene?
No,
haven't heard of that, but I have heard of this sort of idea that some people are just sort of born broken.
Yeah. Now, the medical examiner that did that really weird press conference, he says that he wants the University of Connecticut to examine the DNA of that guy and see if they can... if they can isolate some kind of a defective gene or something like this. And I'm wondering to myself, like, who would they compare the chromosomes to? Like, who would be the control group? Like, and the other thing is, we can all...
Well, politicians, of course. We know they're the good guys.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. It would be somebody like maybe Dianne Feinstein. I don't know. we can all agree that there is a great evil in the world, right? I mean, the police state is evil. These politicians are evil. Corrupt cops are evil. There's people that commit arson and rape and murder and pedophilia. I mean, there is a great evil in the world, right?
Yeah, there's certainly evil actions.
I'm just wondering, of all the great evil that's in the world, where does it come from?
Stand by. We can talk more about that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Well, good intentions would be my answer, but 855-450...
There's lots of people yelling the devil at the radio right now.
3733.
Demons, I tell you, demons.
Yep, more coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We can talk about evil if you'd like. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.